If you would, turn in your Bibles to Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. My subject this morning, the power of forgiveness. Now, I'm a praise, and I love to preach on praise. And the Lord spoke to me about what's going on in our nation. Let me know he's got everything under control. But it came to me one morning as I was lying in the bed at 3 o'clock when the Lord visits me a lot of times. And it came very slowly, but it said, let them shout for joy. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Think about this God who saves you. He redeemed you from sin. He redeemed you from sickness and disease. He redeemed you from poverty. All you have to do is have revelation to walk in it. And then when life circumstances deal you a crushing blow, you've got to know that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. God is for you. And God will see you through anything and everything. His goal is to perfect himself inside of you through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And his goal is for you and I to be molded and changed into the character of Jesus. And so I thought about ending this year, what could I say to this flock and to people watching by Facebook Live and people that are listening by Willie Radio? I want to talk about the power of forgiveness. This message is vital to your walk with God. This message is essential. And I promise you something, this will be tested over and over and over again in your life. The power of forgiveness. If you fail this test, you will lose the battles of life. If you pass this test, then you get all of heaven's resources behind you. That's the power of forgiveness. Look at Luke 23, verse 34. It says, Luke 23, 34, then said Jesus, he's hanging on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. My subject, the power of forgiveness. Father, we thank you that you have forgiven us of so much, that we have joy unspeakable that's full of glory. When we think about heaven, when we think about our eternal home, and when we think about the fact that through the battles of life, you're with us, you're in us, you're for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, speak to us today. Let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Give us a listening ear. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. The greatest power in the universe is the power of forgiveness. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying. The greatest power in the universe is the power of forgiveness. That could not have been any saving power without forgiveness. That could not have been any healing power if on the cross Jesus had not forgiven us. That could not be Pentecostal power without the power of forgiveness. If you and I had not been forgiven of our sins, guess what? We could not enjoy this great salvation. First of all, we repent of sins. And then we believe in our heart and confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. And he comes into our hearts and we're regenerated by the power of the Spirit. And we come into the kingdom of God. Not only do we come into him, but the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is a mystery that God had hidden for ages. If the devils had known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. When Jesus, the Son of God, hung on that cross and said, Father, forgive them, that one word changed everything. In that one word, when he said, forgive, suddenly a streak of God's glory struck this earth and three worlds were affected. When Jesus said, forgive, the door of the old dispensation of the law, it was slammed shut. And the door to God's amazing grace, it was open wide for you and me. Whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord. And all of that happened when the Lord Jesus said one word, forgive. Listen to me very closely today. Healing and forgiveness are tied together. We should pray this over and over again. Search me, O God, try me, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I don't want anything to hinder me. Many times I'm tossed about, many times I do without, many times my life's been filled with grief and pain, but if we'll only stand true, I know he will see us through. I don't want nothing here to hinder me. That was written by Lula Craft's daughter sitting in a swing years ago when I was a small lad. That song's still down inside of me. Even before I got saved, I could hear God speaking to me and about the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a wonderful thing. And when we forgive, heaven's resources are open to us. God has forgiven us. Hallelujah. Think about it. Healing and forgiveness are tied together. Look at James 5:14. The Bible says, is any sick among you? Look at that. James 5:14. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. There's power in that name, Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And look at this. As he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. What a great God. Healing and forgiveness are tied together. The psalmist said, forget not all his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. And he goes on, he says, he's redeemed our life from destruction. He has crowned us with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagles. Do you need renewed strength today? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Even young men utterly fall. I'm talking about the strength of God. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about the power of forgiveness. When we walk in this spirit of forgiveness, heaven's resources just flow toward us. Hallelujah. One of the major reasons that many people in the church are not healed is because they fail to forgive others. I used to preach as an evangelist, and many times people, we would have healing lines, and they would come in the line, and the Lord would let me know, I can't heal them. They have unforgiveness in their heart. And I would deal with it on privately when I had an opportunity. But sometimes I'd see somebody back there, glory, 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 woo. I'd walk past 10 people to get to them, lay my hands on them, the power of God would hit them. They'd get an instantaneous miracle. You can see faith. And you can see a cloud when it comes on people. And unforgiveness produces a cloud of gloom. And God cannot minister his grace that he wishes to minister to you if you do not forgive. We like to quote the scriptures, he forgives all our sin, he heals all our disease. But if there is no forgiveness, there can be no healing. Devils abound in the presence of healing. Bondages are broken in the presence of forgiveness. Sin loses its power in the presence of forgiveness. Forgiveness affected three worlds. It affected hell. Forgiveness affected earth. Forgiveness affected mankind. And when God forgives, we are to forgive one another. And when we do, the power of God is released. When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, he released God's amazing grace. The same power that we released at Calvary, it is released into any situation in your life when people forgive one another. Let me say that again. The same power that was released at Calvary when Jesus said, forgive, that power is released into any situation in your life when people forgive one another. You see, God is a good God. God is plenteous in mercy. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. He is ready to forgive, and he will forgive anyone who has a humble spirit and a contrite heart and says, Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, O God. Search me, O God. Try me. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me. I'm the one in need of prayer. How can I cast the speck out of somebody else's eye when I got a beam in mine? I'll tell you, this is a message you need to end this year with, and you need to search your heart and make sure there is nothing and no one that you have not forgiven in this life. My Lord. Look at what the psalmist said in Psalms 86 and 5. Look at this. This is so great to me. For thou, Lord, art good. Woo! Think about all that we did. Think about the times in the club. Think about the places you went, the things you did when you were in sin. You don't want anybody to know about it. Thank God that God cast it into a sea of forgetfulness. I don't want them to know about my life. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. Woo! Plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon you. Isn't that wonderful? He is ready to forgive. The world may not forgive you. People may not forgive you, but you can forgive them. It's an attitude that God forgave me of so much, I will not withhold forgiveness from anyone. I will walk in the power. I will walk in the anointing of God, and my happiness will never be in someone else's head. My happiness is in Jesus. He loved me. He saved me. He washed me. He cleansed me. He healed me. He has provided for me. He's the all in all. And if I will walk with the Master, I will lift up my eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. I will forgive as he has forgiven. Go and praise God for his goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Now think about Moses. Oh, Moses, God told him how to build the Ark of the Covenant. And he told him to put two angels with golden wings, with their wings pointed toward the mercy seat. You've seen pictures of the Ark of the Covenant, those two angels with wings pointed toward the mercy seat. Those two angels, they were guarding the mercy of God. Only the high priest could go into that place. But now we can go boldly to the throne of grace because of forgiveness. When Jesus died and rose again, the disciples came running into that tomb. And there were two angels sitting there. And that one was at the head and one was at the feet of where the body of Jesus had laid. And the reason they were sitting is because their work was finished. Jesus, when he finished his work and redeemed us with his precious blood, he ascended into heaven. The angel began to shout, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Jesus finished his work and he sat down at the right hand of the Father, Lord and High Priest of a new covenant, and God that spared not his own Son will not withhold any good gift from you. Learn to forgive and walk in that spirit. Hallelujah. One angel was at the head and one at the feet of where the body of Jesus had lain. Their work was finished. And their work was done because of the power of forgiveness. No longer would the mercy seat be guarded, but mercy would be totally released. Brother Ray, I love you. I wish you could be here to sing that song for us this morning. Mercy walked in. Glory to God. But mercy was totally released because the mercy seat is no longer guarded by those angels. Now, anyone can come. And we can only come because of the power of forgiveness. Jesus released God's mercy and bridged the gap for fallen humanity. Someone ought to give him some praise. I mean, we ought to stand. Let's give him a standing ovation. Come on, church. We wouldn't have a chance without Calvary and without forgiveness. Go on, learn to praise God. Learn to worship him. Thank him. He is worthy of our praise. He gave himself for us, demonstrated his great love. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for a friend." He called us friends when we were yet in our sin. Why? Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's shouting room right there. That's shouting territory. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. Praise God, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, who was crucified on that cross and forgave me of all my sin. Aren't you glad to be saved today? Hallelujah. Father, forgive them. Now, he forgave us, which means we are to forgive others. Well, you don't know what they did. It doesn't matter what they did. They crucified Jesus. They pulled and plucked the beard out of his face, jammed a crown of thorns upon his forehead, beat his back into a pulp. He was beyond human recognition. And the Bible says it pleased the Father to bruise him. He hath made his soul an offering for sin. What a God. What a loving God. You know, church to me is not religion. Church to me is I get to come and praise him. Woo! I get to come and talk about the one who saved me. The one who is King of kings and Lord of lords. I get to come and be with people of like precious faith who have been touched by that nail-scarred hand. Oh, the problems of life are real. But let me tell you, learn to forgive and you won't have blue Mondays. You'll have some days that things don't look as bright. But I'll tell you, you will have joy, joy, joy in, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Been through some battles, been through some hard places. But I got a bubble inside of me just keeps bubbling up. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit that they that believed on him should receive. I said, I believe and I receive. Woo! It's been bubbling up ever since I was divinely touched and filled with the Holy Ghost. He's the Most High God. He's possessor of heaven and earth. He's a deliverer from every enemy that we ever face. And if you ever get that revelation, you're on your way to victory if you learn the power of forgiveness. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. This message is vital to your walk with God. And it will be tested over and over again in your life. See, Jesus knew the power of forgiveness. That's why he prayed from the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, Father. Forgive them. As he hung on that cross, he knew that in order to be raised from the dead, that he had to release those that were killing him. Think about this. The Son had been made sin with my sin, with your sin, with the sin of the whole world. Put 2 Corinthians 5:21 up there. The Bible says that he who knew no sin, Jesus was sinless. He was made sin with our sin. Why? Look at the latter part of that. We might be made the righteousness of God in him. And in order to be released from the bondage of sin, Jesus had been clothed in our sin. In order to be released from that, he had to forgive those that were killing him. I know ministers that cannot forgive others. I know lay people and people in the church that cannot forgive. And they have cut themselves off from the power of God. No man is above the master. If they have persecuted me, Jesus said, your Lord and your master, they shall persecute you. He said, if you're misunderstood, if you're treated wrong, that's all right. He said, you're in good company. They persecuted me. So rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You heard me say it many times. I've had so much out of that bucket. I said, well, God, I must be a prophet. Woo! Hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. Don't be what you ain't, be what you is. Because if you is not what you am not what you is. If you're a little tadpole, don't try to be the frog. If you're a little tail, don't try to wag the dog. You can always pass the plate if you can't exhort and preach. If you're a little pebble, don't try to be the beach. Don't be what you ain't, just be what you is. And I am what I am by the grace of God. Just be the best you that you can be. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to preach like somebody else. I told you many times, I was down at Falcon, and we had a great service and teaching seminar on the whole arm of God. I was the last one to speak. My bishop was there, and I was the one that was supposed to wind it up. I said, well, I stood up in the chair. I said, I can preach or I can teach. I think I'll just preach. And I said, now, my bishop's here, and I took the course in homiletics. I made a good grade on it. I don't think it took. Just don't be what you ain't. Be what you is. Because God gives grace to people, and God gives different people different styles. I don't have to be like anybody else. I'm just going to be the best me that I can be. You don't have to be like anybody else. Be the best you can be, but learn the power of forgiveness. Don't ever compare yourself to others. Do you get a covetous spirit on you? You can covet earnestly the best gifts. You can seek those gifts. You can desire gifts, but you can't covet things. And don't covet anything anybody else has. Pray for them, love them, and bless them in Jesus' name. And just thank God for his amazing grace to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want God's blessings in your life? Do you? Then learn to walk in forgiveness. Now, this is what Jesus taught in his model prayer. Look at Matthew 6 and 12. And forgive us our debts. He's talking to the Father. As we forgive our debtors. Forgive us as we forgive others. Then look at verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I've been in this walk 38 years, and I'm going to tell you something. I've had to go back to my advocate many times. Sometimes it's just my attitude. Sometimes I just don't even like the way I look at situations. And I say, God, is there something wrong with me? Please forgive me. Give me the heart of love. Give me a heart of compassion. Help me, God, to understand what other people are going through. If you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. You know what that means? It means unforgiveness locks you up. It locks up the anointing. It locks you out from God when you fail to forgive. Unforgiveness will eat you up. I said unforgiveness will eat you up. And trying to get revenge makes about as much sense as biting a dog that just bit you. Now, anybody knows that a bulldog can whip a skunk, but sometimes it's just not worth the fight. So learn to forgive. I'm telling you, this is what God gave me. Do yourself a favor. Forgive others. Do it so that God's blessings and God's power and God's mercy can flow to you. What will unforgiveness do? Well, unforgiveness also causes health problems. It causes ulcers. It causes high blood pressure. It causes heart disease and even cancer. Do yourself a favor and forgive. Because Satan fears forgiveness as much as he fears the blood. He fears that in the dominion of Christianity when people walk in forgiveness. At the place of unity, God said, I will command my blessing. Some people in their home, they hold grudges against a mate for years and years and years. Forgive them. Love them. Be like Jesus. And you'll be happy you did. I'll never forget, my sister's in heaven now, but she did me wrong. And I was having a hard time getting over it like most of us do. And my mother gave me some of the greatest words of wisdom. She said, son, your sister was wrong, but you're a much bigger man than to let that thing eat you up. Go to her and ask forgiveness. And she did me wrong, but I went to her and I asked her to forgive me. It flushed something out of me. Woo, glory. I'm so glad I did because God was teaching me. You know, many times these things come into our lives, not because of the devil, because God takes the trials and the tests of life, and he molds us and he shapes us and he's perfecting us. He's got us on the wheel. The potter went down to the potter's house and he saw the potter making a vessel on the wheel and it was marred and it was broken. He doesn't throw away the clay. He just picks it up and makes another vessel out of it. He's a good God. Not only must you forgive people, but there are times that you must forgive circumstances. There are times you must forgive situations that you cannot explain. I understand why some people die a violent death. It's almost like they're getting what they deserve. The Bible has a law that says you sow, you reap what you sow. But when I see a good person suffer and die, that's hard for me to explain. The Bible says we look through a glass darkly. We know in part. There'll come a day we'll know in full, but not right now. What you have to do is you have to forgive circumstances when you cannot explain them. You have to forgive those things, or those things will eat you alive, and you'll never have the joy that God has purposed for you to have. You'll never have the peace. See, the kingdom of God is within. It is righteousness, His righteousness. It is peace, and it is joy within in the Holy Ghost. It's not out there and over there and up there somewhere. It's inside of us. And that's where Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But you're going to have to walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah. See, you have to forgive things you cannot explain. I love this scripture right here, Deuteronomy 29:29. God spoke it to me many years ago in my life. It says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. The things that are revealed belong unto us and our children forever." There are some things that God has chosen not to reveal to us. And what you have to do at a time like that is you have to trust God, and you have to believe that God is working it to your good. Not everything that happens to you is good, but God knows how to mix the ingredients of life and how to work them all out for our good. He puts it all together, the good and the bad, and He causes it to work to our good. I named this law Romans 8:28. I said that's a law. I named this thing the law of Romans 8:28. You won't find that in the Bible. It's just a law. Look at this. And we know. So you got to know this thing. You got to get it entrenched into your spirit. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. You mean what I'm going through is working to my good? Well, I didn't see how the problems I had in my life were working to my good. And I asked the Lord about it. And He said, "In everything we go through, God is able to work it to your good." Say it backwards. It makes more sense. To those that love God and live according to His purpose, we know that all things work to their good. So get a revelation of that. And no matter what you're going through, you will know God is working. He said, "Before the day was, I am He. I will work and none can stop me." Nobody can stop God. Nobody can stop your blessings from flowing to you except you. Learn the power of forgiveness and walk it. There's an old song. They just come to me at times. It says, "We'll talk it over in the by and by. We'll talk it over, my Lord and I. I'll ask the reason and He'll tell me why. When we talk it over in the by and by, we'll talk it over, Lord, in the by and by. We'll talk it over, my Lord and I. I'll ask the reason and He'll tell me why. When we talk it over in the by and by." See, that's some secret things. They belong to God. But the things that are revealed, the love of God, the nature of God, the mercy of God, the healing power of God, the provisions of God, the goodness of God, all that God is, He reveals Himself to us in the Holy Scriptures so we can understand how good God is. And some things we just have to forgive circumstances. We don't understand it. I had a friend, and he had a beautiful wife. He married her. He was in the Navy, and they came home. He was a good Christian man. He got saved. Good Christian to this day. And his beautiful wife, she left him, broke his heart, and he went to the Lord in prayer, and he said, "Why, Lord, why did this happen to me?" And the Lord told him, "You'll just have to trust me." See, sometimes you just have to forgive circumstances and trust in God. What a powerful word. He said, "You'll just have to trust me." I thought about that in that old song, "We'll talk it over in the by and by. We'll talk it over, my Lord and I. I'll ask the reason and He'll tell me why. When we talk it over in the by and by." There are some things you will never be able to explain. And those things you'll just have to leave with God. We don't understand all the mysteries of life. None of us do. We just don't have all the answers. Sometimes I think people expect me to have all the answers. Sometimes I'm going to just be honest with you. As a pastor, I don't have the answer. God hasn't revealed it to me. I love you. I pray for you. I do the best I can. But I don't have the answers. I'm not God. I'm a child of God. And neither you. God is a sovereign God, and God can do anything, anytime, for anyone he chooses to do it for. And he doesn't have to explain himself to anyone. But I know one thing, he's a good God. We have to trust God, and sometimes we have to forgive the circumstances of life. I wished I could tell you that you'll never get hurt in this life. I wish I could tell you that in the church you would never get hurt. But I have to tell you the truth. In this life and in the church, you will absolutely and positively get hurt at times. See, hurt is reality. I said hurt is reality. People get hurt, and that hurt is reality. Bitterness is reaction. Hurt is real. Bitterness is your reaction. If my best friend hurts me, that is reality. He did that to me. But if I become bitter, that is my reaction, and I did that to me. Let me say that again. If someone hurts you, they did that to you. But if you become bitter, that's your reaction, and you did that to you. You see, bitterness is internal, and no one can put that thing inside of you. I said bitterness is internal. No one can put bitterness inside of you. You put that in your own heart by your reaction to life's circumstances. I hope you're hearing me today. See, bitterness is internal. It will kill you. It will kill your joy. It will kill your peace. It will kill your relationships. It will kill you. They nailed Jesus to the cross. No one has ever suffered the pain he suffered. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. See, when you get bitter, everybody that drinks out of your bitterness, they will become bitter, including your children, including your spouse, including your family, including your friends. Bitterness is like a bad case of the measles. It's contagious. But you know joy is the same way. I say joy is contagious as the measles. Hallelujah. I've had people say, where did you get all that joy? How do you walk in it all the time? Because I'm determined. I read John 15:11. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. You mean lying on your back with your chest had been cut wide open, quadruple bypass? Yes. I said, God, I love you, and I believe you're my Jehovah Rapha. I believe you'll heal me. Did it come instantly? No. Did it affect me? No. I said, God, I believe. I said, my heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. I'm just like David. I'm a man after your own heart, God, and I believe you'll heal me. Look at me today. Hallelujah. 75 years young, full of God, full of glory, full of power. Walk in forgiveness. Don't let your happiness be in anybody else's head. God has great things waiting for you. Hallelujah. When you get bitter, everyone feeds out of your bitterness and they become bitter. But Pastor, I'm waiting for them to forgive me. Then I'll forgive them. That's not Calvary's way, my friend. Show me one person that was standing at the foot of the cross, crucifying Jesus and saying, dear Lord, forgive. Forgive us, Lord. Nobody did. But he forgave them before they asked, because that's Calvary's way. That's Calvary's way. You forgive before anyone asks. My mother was teaching me a very valuable lesson that day. See, when Jesus forgave, he canceled the debt and disarmed the devil. And when you forgive, you cancel the debt and you disarm the devil. Hallelujah. You take Satan's weapons out of your family, out of that situation, out of your home, and out of every circumstance when you forgive. Isn't that powerful? Glory to God. You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,001. Don't let your happiness be in anybody else's head. Let your happiness be in Jesus. Look up. Take an upward look. Abraham, he's climbing Mount Moriah. He's got to take his son and offer him as a sacrifice to God. The Bible says he took a far off look. My God. He saw him who was invisible. And on Mount Calvary, he saw three crosses and he saw our Savior being crucified. And God said, it's not your son. Take your son on back home. It's my son that I'm going to give for the sins of the whole world. God said, Abraham saw my day and was glad. I'd be glad too, wouldn't you? If God says, I'm going to take care of that situation for you. Just learn to walk in obedience and forgiveness. The past I can't forgive myself. Wow. If that's the case, then you are insulting Calvary. Quit going around putting yourself down. It does not matter what others did if you learn to walk in forgiveness. You will look at it and say, God, you have perfected something inside of me. You're making me more like Jesus. Accept what Jesus did, because there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. If God doesn't condemn you, why should you condemn others? Put Romans 8 and 1 as another law. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's a law. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has forgiven us. Now, there are three things that must happen for you to walk in total freedom. I had to struggle as a young Christian. First of all, you have to accept God's forgiveness. Secondly, you have to forgive others. And thirdly, you have to forgive yourself. You can look back and say, I wished I hadn't. You cannot change that. You cannot scramble eggs. You just take God's mercy and God's grace. And you walk on with Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And here's where I want you to see him. And is set down at the right hand of the Father, Lord and High Priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood. Forgiveness, when he cried that, forgive. That's when the streak of God's glory hit this earth and salvation was made available through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Lastly, forgiveness is not a one-time event. It's not something you do just one time. But forgiveness must become a lifestyle. Now, the devil, he's going to bring it up over and over and over again. He will. He'll dispatch demon spirits and say, you know they did this, you know. I said, I know what God did. God forgave me. How could I ever withhold forgiveness from anyone? That's Calvary's way. See, forgiveness is essential to your walk with God. It will be tested over and over again in your life. If you fail the test, you will lose the battles of life. That's how essential this message is. If you pass the test, you will get all of heaven's resources behind you. Nothing can test our spiritual stamina more than how we respond to those that wrong us, to those that despise us, to those that misunderstand us, and to those that reject us. Jesus instructs us to forgive and pray for those who wrong us. Can you imagine what they're dealing with in their own heart, in their life? Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could do, love lifted me. And I want us all to come, if you feel comfortable, spread out across this altar. And I want us to pray. See, your prayers will be hindered. They will go unanswered until you give your anger and your hostility to the Lord. And once you give it to him and cast all your cares upon him, he'll take it. And you'll walk away in freedom. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
Amazing love.
Amazing love. I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do.
You want to put your mask on? You can. However you feel comfortable.
And I'm forgiven because you were forsaken.
I'm accepted.
I'm accepted.
You were condemned. Think about it.
I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again.
Lord, help me. Search me, O God.
Amazing love.
Lord, if after I've preached to others, I will become a castaway. Lord, help me. It's me. I'm the one, Lord, that needs your help. I acknowledge your lordship over my life. Help me, Lord, to walk in a way that pleases you. Help my life, Lord, to be submitted totally and completely to you. Help us, Lord, as a church, to forgive things we don't understand, forgive situations, to forgive circumstances, to forgive one another, to walk in the spirit of unity. Because, Lord, our adversary, the devil, he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You said, whom resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that these same afflictions are working in others. So, Lord, we ask you to work in us, to wash us, to cleanse us in that precious blood. Oh God, help us to be like your Son Jesus. Perfect him in our hearts, Lord.
And I'm forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you were forsaken.
Thank you for loving me so much, Lord.
I'm accepted. You
gave.
Condemned.
Help me, God, to have a giving heart and a forgiving heart.
Your spirit is within me.
Help me to see with your eyes, Lord, and have the compassion of your heart.